Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned host of the program, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to help keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, where he's high and dry right now because it's not doing much of anything where he's at, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, everybody.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Now, they're not going to be out there very long because it's 63 degrees and mostly clear, and it's going to be a cool night here again like it was this morning. You know, I went out to my car, and I had my windows cracked last night, as I always do in the car when it's a nice night and you don't need to worry about it raining. And the inside of my car was all steamed over with the humidity and the cool temperatures of the morning. It was 57 degrees this morning, so I actually had to turn on my defroster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah, I had to turn on the defroster, give the windshield a little bit of heat, and dry everything off in there, and then away I went. But let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to take a look at some weather to begin with, because winter has started, folks. And for those of you that live along the Great Lakes up there in Wisconsin and, let's see, Illinois, Upper Michigan, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, especially around Erie, northern New York, especially north of Syracuse up to Watertown, we have got lake effect snow that's starting out again. It started last night. It's going to snow all night into the day today. It will be the first accumulating lake effect snow event of the season. And there are some areas up there in northern Michigan that are going to see as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow around Mackinac City and Marquette. And other areas that will see 1 to 3, 3 to 5, and possibly as much as 6 inches of snow in parts of upstate New York. So if you're on I-81, if you're on I-90 between Buffalo and Erie, and even going towards Cleveland, I-80 coming out of Snowshoe and headed west, you might find a little bit of snow going your way. And, of course, if you're making a delivery up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, definitely above Grand Rapids, you're going to find it's scattered snow, but it'll start snowing heavier as you head towards Traverse City. So I need to get that out there to the drivers there, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Mrs. Professor actually grew up in Michigan and would know very well those lake effect snow that comes this time of year. Exactly.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, well, gosh, Kyle, it's all about Michigan.
It sure is.
It's all about Michigan. And yesterday we had Terry McAuliffe, who was playing the race card again. Doggone this guy. I mean, he once again talked about, well, there's 50% of the people are black and all, 80% of the teachers are white, and we need more black teachers and this, that, and the other. What the hell is his game here?
Well, it's the desperation game. It's the same game that we see some in Congress playing right now as well. He's trying desperately to get something going for Election Day tomorrow. He's relying back on the old things now of calling everybody a racist or this and that. There was something else, too, that was fact-checked that turned out to be, of course, completely false, that somehow Glenn Youngkin wanted to not have black authors in the school or something
yep.
like that. And it's just so pathetic, isn't it, Captain, to watch this, because I think Terry McAuliffe knows that he's lost on the merits of the issues. And so here we go again. But here's the thing. The energy in Virginia, Captain, is very, very different, very palpable. And I think that if we have a good turnout of voters, we're going to see perhaps a real sea change in Virginia.
Yeah, he went after Trump yesterday again because Trump was having some sort of internet function for Youngkin where they were having a Zoom call or something. I don't really know what it was, but anyway, it was going on there, and McAuliffe tore into Youngkin for that and said, well, you're electing Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump, all that sort of stuff. And then, of course, Youngkin yesterday got the political nod. All of the top pollsters said he was in the lead by as much as 8 points and by as little as 2 to 3 points.
Well, that's right. And again, this has changed very, very quickly in the last remaining days of the race. And I think, Captain, it's hinging on parents. It's hinging on who's in charge of education, who has a say in their kids' education. I think they just can't believe their mind, their eyes and their ears of what they're hearing Terry McAuliffe and others say about how they shouldn't be involved in this.
Well, Anderson Cooper from CNN said that if McAuliffe loses this, he can thank only his own arrogant and out-of-touch self.
And he'd be exactly right with that. because, as you just mentioned, you know, trying to make it look like, oh, you're electing Donald Trump.
Right.
Really? Here we go again. I mean, that is so yesterday, I can't even get my mind around it, because people are looking at what Donald Trump did as president, and they're thinking, he did pretty good things. What was wrong?
All right, well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back from this break, Kyle Warren and I will be talking about other things. Obviously, got to talk about New York City and what's going on there with the sick end and the stations that were shut down yesterday. Looks like as if we'll have the same amount of stations shut down again today. We've got the blue flu, we've got the red flu, we got the green flu, we got the flu. I'll be right back.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow Company. Now, of course, we do things a little differently here. We're not going to tell you about, well, buy a pillow for $19.98 and save $40 or whatever. We're going to just tell you to go to the website. Go to the website. Take a look at all the things they have to offer at MyPillow.com. You'll see them all there on the homepage. Again, the promo code, it'll say, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such. The promo code is always the word Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, if you go to the Radio Listeners Specials page, which is a special logo link, you double-click it, it opens up a separate page, and you'll get about 24 to 30 items in there that are all marked even lower in terms of price, things that you don't see on the home page. And, once again, use the promo code Captain. Now, you can also call them if you would rather talk to them on the phone and not use the Internet to put your information on there. So, the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. They have all the stuff that you need to have to get ready for Christmas, and you have a 60-day, no questions asked, guarantee, warranty. You can return it within 60 days, and they'll give you your money back, no problem at all, if you don't care for the product you've got. It's that simple. How can you lose? MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The fire department in New York has had 9,000 workers officially laid off firefighters, police, EMS, because of the, and they're on unpaid leave over the vaccine mandate. Now, in addition, they've had another 2,000 firefighters call in sick with the red flu. In addition to that, they've had another 1,500 or so police officers call in with the blue flu. And in addition to that, they've had another 1,000 EMS people call in with what we call the green flu, because they're the ones with the green lights. So that's what we're calling what they've got. Now, that means that we still, as of this date and time, have about 26 fire stations that are closed because they can't maintain the engines and or the rescues that are there. So here we go. What do you do now?
Well, exactly right, Captain. And of course, as with your experience as a fire captain in New York City as well, I think a lot of people are wondering what happens if so many of these firefighters would no longer be available. You know, it takes time to get new firefighters, wouldn't it? But they have some way of getting temporary help, though, correct?
They have a mutual aid agreement with all the surrounding departments around New York City, as well as the surrounding states. And they would declare a mutual aid event and ask for an ambulance from, say, each district, or an engine crew from each district. They would bring their fire engine in, their pumper, or their ladder truck, or their ambulance, and then they would respond out of the fire stations wherever they would be assigned to New York City. Now, the way it would be done is you would have one of the New York City firefighters there with them who would direct them as to where they were going to go, this, that, and the other. Now, the unique thing is when it comes into structural building, a building, firefighting, that sort of thing, you're not going to know the wherewithal within some of these structures. So it maintains, at that time, it becomes a very touchy incident for being careful, safety, because these people don't know the turf. They don't know what they're getting themselves into sometimes, and it can get in real trouble. And you got to really watch them like a hawk. So consequently, it can be done, but it's just going to be very tedious and time-consuming.
Well, I can imagine. And, you know, Captain, Mayor de Blasio had commented on the so-called sick out, saying, quote, "This is serious stuff. If someone is out sick when they're not really sick, they're literally potentially harming their fellow New Yorkers because we need them where they should be," unquote. And I just wanted to bring that up because it is so important to realize that what's happening in New York City, it's not about being against the vaccine, but why doesn't Mayor de Blasio find a way to keep the firefighters and the police and first responders where they should be, as opposed to simply issuing a mandate, one size fits all, and somehow expecting these people who are very, and they're seriously knowledgeable, by the way, about COVID and what happened and this, that, and they've had it in so many cases. And why not work it out as a leader instead of doing this? Because ultimately, he's the one who's keeping them away from where they should be.
Well, I had an idea yesterday which struck me, and I was thinking about it. All of a sudden, my brother firefighter, Ed, sent us an email. And he sent an email, and it was the idea I was thinking about. Why can't we just take the unvaccinated firefighters, instead of laying them off, put them all in a station together, you know, man those 20 stations with the unvaccinated firefighters, and take the other guys that are vaccinated, put them in the other stations, or split them up somehow, but get all the unvaccinated guys together. That way you'd still have everybody working the shift. They'd be moving around stations, I grant you that, but you'd have everybody fully staffed.
Well, exactly. In other words, find a way, but we're not seeing from the White House on down, we're not seeing in these blue states, in these big blue cities, we're not seeing leaders emerging or doing things that are responsible, and that in the sense of finding the way to do it. And by the way, Captain, I think they've given up on changing hearts and minds. I think they just want compliance.
My way or the highway.
Right. And that's not the way that we really do things. And I know that firefighters and police, they also want to have this adjudicated somehow in a court, but they need the time to do that.
Now, I can tell you this. There's 19 states. It's not being fast-tracked, so I don't know how soon it'll take to get there. But there's 19 states that have sued the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate, trying to get it to be eliminated altogether. And, of course, Florida is having a special session down here to vote legislation that the governor says he will sign to totally bypass and use state sovereignty when it comes to the vaccine mandate pertaining to people down here, that there will be no vaccine mandate because Florida's going to exercise their state authority, their state sovereignty.
Exactly right. And we really are just scratching our heads because if you have the ability, in other words, we can't even discuss, it seems, the idea of natural immunity versus the vaccine. Even though there are studies, Senator Rand Paul has talked about this at length, even to Dr. Fauci about this, saying, look at the studies that have come out of Israel. And one wonders, Captain, why you're seeing such a pushback to doing science.
Yeah. Also, the mainstream media is failing to report on China's forced organ harvesting. We haven't heard a word out of that, and it's going on, and people are actually buying organs for transplant in China. They need a heart, they need a lung, they need a whatever they need. They say, okay, person number 4747, we're going to take your spleen or whatever. And then it's pretty gruesome. Because eventually you run out of organs and body parts, and the people that they're taking them from are going to die, aren't they?
They will. This is a fundamentally different approach, obviously, to transplants and trying to save lives.
Pretty gruesome.
It's pretty gruesome. And, Captain, when we look at the treatment, for example, of the Uyghurs that has happened, where is the president on this?
Well, the Uyghurs are some of the ones that they're doing this to.
Yes, exactly right. So there's religious persecution. There's persecution of Christians, right, against the church in
right.
China. There's these kinds of other things going on that are macabre and, as you said, gruesome. And where's the administration on this?
Yeah.
Why aren't they jumping up and down about this?
Yeah, and the Supreme Court yesterday started their hearing on questions as to the constitutionality of the challenge against the Texas abortion law. They heard a number of people talking about it yesterday, giving testimony, and they're going to be making a decision fairly soon about this so that they can either proceed one way or the other with a challenge to it or no challenge to it.
Right, precisely. And I think it was Justice Kagan, if I recall correctly today, was heard talking about the, quote, geniuses who wrote the Texas abortion law or something
yeah.
like that. So
she was very snarky.
Yeah, I wonder what she might think about this whole thing. I mean, I'm just taking a wild guess here. But this is a very serious question, though, by the way. This is it's very serious to millions upon millions of Americans.
Yeah, you're right, and we're getting ready to take a break here, I think. Yeah, we are. Here comes some music, so hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, it's not just about the Virginia election tomorrow. There's other things going on around the country. We're going to tell you what it is, including the mayor's race in New York City and the public safety vote in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on whether or not they're going to keep the police. How about that? We'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Virginia governor's race entered the final hours Monday with Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin in a campaign that's emerging as a referendum on Joe Biden's presidency.
Terry McAuliffe trotted out Randy Weingarten, the American Federation of Teachers union boss, responsible for shutting down schools on the eve of the election.
In terms of the economy, we know how things turned around in terms of people being seen.
She says parents must be our partners. At a press conference Monday afternoon, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, called on the House to stop playing political games and to move ahead with a floor vote on the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Since August, progressives in the House have held the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage in an attempt to compel votes for the reconciliation bill. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, right after I tell you about my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I get asked a lot about, does that stuff really work? Are you just talking about? No, it works. I take it twice a day, religiously. And I have taken it twice a day for about the past 6 years plus. Now, believe me, I didn't even know about this stuff until I heard it one day. And I was over the Mobic and the Flexeril that I was taking because it had all kinds of side effects that were creating problems for me. Tired when I wasn't supposed to be, just not feeling good when I was supposed to be feeling great. I mean, the medicine had some side effects to it. So I looked for something different. I quit taking it, told my doctor was going to. He says, well, what are you going to take? I says, I'm going to take Aleve and see if it'll work. Well, I wound up taking 6 to 8 Aleve a day, and anybody that knows about that knows that that wasn't a great idea to try to cut the pain and the misery I was in. And then I heard this commercial for Relief Factor. Well, I said, what have I got to lose? $20? I'll give it a shot. So I did, and I never looked back, and it's 100% drug-free, and it works for me. Now, that's because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which was part of the problem I was having, the swelling of my left ankle and foot and leg. Also, it goes to lower and eliminate the pain that you got, regardless of what the pain is that you have, by going right straight to the source. And, of course, I've got arthritis in my right shoulder, my left wrist, as well as and my back from where my spine was fused and breaking my back a couple of times. But fact of the matter is the product works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it, because it's about me and it's about what it does for me. And if it'll work for me, it'll sure as hell work for you. And all you got to do is try it. So $19.95 is what it costs. The website to go to is the one they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there. You'll see the little tutorial that's there, a little video, tell you all about it, tell you how it works. $19.95, 3-week quick start. Get started on it. And after it works, you'll just get it automatically. You won't need to worry about a thing. All right. Back to Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving right along here, most Americans say that Joe Biden's mega spending bills are hurting them, not helping them. And there's polls out there to prove that, correct?
That's right.
And also, Senator Joe Manchin was attacked yesterday by one of the members of the squad, calling him a racist, and he said the progressives are holding the infrastructure bill hostage. What's going on there?
Well, Joe Manchin, Senator Manchin, of course, had said that he's not going to be basically held hostage, words to that effect, by the squad and by this bill and so forth. And he says, you know, he's not going to give in. He's simply not going to cave. But then Representative Cori Bush, Democrat out of Missouri, basically came out and said Joe Manchin's opposition to the Build Back Better Act is, quote, anti-black, anti-child, anti-woman, and anti-immigrant, unquote.
Huh.
And so it seems to me that he's opposing this bill, number one, because I think of the spending and it's out of control and this kind of thing. He has a number in his mind that he doesn't want to go past, and they keep going past it, and they can't get him to come around. But so now it's reverting back to the same old thing, just like we saw in Virginia. Okay, if you're against the, quote, Build Back Better Act, then you're somehow anti-black or anti-woman, anti-immigrant, anti-child. You know, it's the equivalent of calling them a racist, basically, or that it's based in somehow in racism. And this is just ridiculous. People don't want to hear this kind of stuff anymore. They actually want bills that actually do things. They want to fix the roads and bridges. They don't like all this other stuff. Massive spending being put in there because, as you mentioned, Captain, they know it's not going to help the economy. It's actually going to hurt things. We're going to print money like it's going out of style, which we've already been doing, and then suddenly doing it more is going to somehow help.
Now, the Virginia governor's election is on. That starts today. But there's also another big election going on right now. That's the New York City mayoral race between Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams. That'll be interesting because yesterday they were crisscrossing New York City. And then we've got this public safety measure that's being voted on in Minneapolis to decide whether or not they want to keep the police or they want to start this private police thing.
You know, Captain, I think that there's a lot of people in the Minneapolis, greater Minneapolis area who don't want the police to go away. You hear comments about restructuring or you hear comments about reform. I think that we're going to continue to hear conceptually those kinds of things. But people don't think that you need to suddenly defund the police or abolish them. They're talking about creating like a Department of Public Safety that would send mental health professionals or this kind of thing. But you know, Captain, you know, we've talked about this before, as our listeners will recall. You know, it's not just about sending mental health professionals out, because you could have somebody who may even be experiencing some kind of breakdown or episode, but they're armed and dangerous. You have to have police be able to protect the innocent in these kinds of situations. So it's not just black and white in the sense of do this or do that, but people realize that the fervor to get rid of the police departments because of political acts and so forth or political power is just dead wrong.
If you send somebody to a domestic quarrel with a computer to try to talk them down and get them help psychologically, somebody's going to get hurt, because most of the time that's where the police wind up getting involved in violence, is domestic occurrences because they turn on the officer or they're setting up an ambush for the officer.
Exactly, because unfortunately you have people who come up with that kind of stuff. And then also, let's talk about the firefighters, first responders, paramedics. They come into a situation like that because they're needed for medical help or to help rescue someone, but yet they also require protection. You know, it's not right to have the firefighters or paramedics roll up where they could be in the line of fire.
Well,
without police.
If we would respond to a domestic and we would get there ahead of time, ahead of the police, and so we could see somebody was hurt and bleeding profusely or whatever, we would try to obviously render first aid and calm the people down or whatever around us. And, of course, we always had somebody that had a Halligan bar. A Halligan bar, a Halligan tool, is like a small axe, crowbar, that sort of thing. And you could whack the you-know-what right out of somebody, knock them flatter than a pancake, and that would be it. Well, what happened to them? Oh, they fell down.
Right. Well,
okay.
Right.
And nobody ever said a word because if they came after us, we gave them more than they can handle.
Well, and again, you have people rolling up on these situations, but yet there are those who have ill will towards the authorities and to the police,
yeah,
to the firefighters.
Now, if the shot's fired or something like that, we stay back and let the police handle it before we go anywhere.
Right. Precisely.
Yep.
Precisely. So the people of Minneapolis are making a really important decision. There's no doubt about that. But I do think, Captain, and even I saw some stories about many of the African American population that lives in the Minneapolis area. They don't want the police gone.
Yeah. And other agencies, other areas. Oakland, by the way, just asked for more money for their police department.
Right. Right, because we've seen what happens, and especially crime spiking in the cities where they've, quote-unquote, you know, defunded the police, or where many of the police have,
yeah,
simply had to leave.
Now, did you see Joe Biden yesterday nod off during the climate change speeches?
I did, yes.
And I get it. I understand time difference and this, that, and the other. It was probably time for his nap, and he was napping while he was napping.
Right. Yeah, he needed a nap for the nap. But, yeah, and then suddenly one of the aides came by and kind of rousted him a little bit. But, yes, I mean, it's understandable when you have such a long
trip. It looked like they tapped on the table.
Yeah. But he definitely, overall, you know, still coming off as though, you know, he doesn't really have a lot of the fortitude or the energy, and that's a sad thing to say.
And the ladies on The View, which is a program that I don't watch, so I don't know what I miss. The ladies on The View, they slammed Mr. President about. They said he looked dopey.
Well, that's really interesting that they would even go there with something like that, but only because it's becoming more and more obvious. You can't just explain it away any longer.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So we're going to take a look at the weather and tell you about some of the stuff we started out with and give you a much better picture of what's going on there. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break, and Ron Edwards will be around today in hour number four.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends there at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there and get that Pilot and Flying J experience and find out what it's all about when you pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you. Now, in a lot of the truck stops, not all of them, I understand, but a lot of the truck stops, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee just by telling them that. But here's the deal, okay? If you join the driver's club, you're going to get it anyway. So there you go. And they also have an RV club. Join the RV club, and you'll get that free hot cup of coffee, plus get a chance to build up the points for the purchases that you make there. Now, let's get started with a song from a group that Kyle got right after about three guesses. Live in North Carolina concert. This is Blackberry Smoke.
I wanna hear that voice.
yeah, a little blackberry smoke. And Kyle, you got it right in the third try.
I did. Well, it was smoke. I knew it was smoke something.
Yeah, smoke something. He said berry smoke.
I went through all the smokes.
Yeah,
well, and I finally got it.
Yeah, you did. You did. It's okay. I mean, what the heck? All right. Well, let me just look over here real quick and just read a little something about the weather and then turn you loose. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected in portions of the southern plains through Wednesday. Below normal temperatures are expected for much of the central and eastern U.S. through the week. Several fronts will bring periods of unsettled weather to include lake effect snow all across the northern peninsula tonight of Michigan and the northern part of the lower part of Michigan as well. And let's not forget Wisconsin, got a little snow there around Green Bay. And in the upstate New York area, Watertown, north of Syracuse, up towards Watertown and the lee shore of Lake Ontario, and over there by Erie, Pennsylvania, got some lake effect snow tonight. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in the state of Colorado as you come up the Interstate 25 corridor there. Denver, of course, right now reading about 36 degrees from our reckoning here. They're going to be looking at some rain events, of course, on today, on Tuesday. In northern Colorado, there's going to be some more light snow, we understand, of course, in the higher elevations as well. Coming across I-70, going west out of Denver, you definitely are going to be driving through a winter weather advisory as you go towards Eagle, out towards Glenwood Springs, down south towards Aspen, by the way, from I-70 there. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Now, north of Denver, as you head past Fort Collins up into Wyoming, this is important. Coming across I-80, you're definitely going to encounter some freezing fog, we understand, and this continues up 25 north of Cheyenne. But as you head out towards Laramie, you definitely want to be aware of that. And, of course, right about this time, when you run into that, you'd like to turn on those heated mirrors.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be a plus to have. But be careful, be aware of that. Now, in the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, more storms. Several more storms will be coming through here in short order. And we understand that we expect some many inches of rain to fall in those areas. This is going to be mostly north of San Francisco, all the way up the Pacific coast, up through Portland and Seattle as we see these storms come through. Could be an additional 2 to 3 inches of rain or so, we understand. And Richard the Marine checked in earlier with us tonight, Captain, and said it was raining in his area there on the central coast of Oregon. So we have those things happening. So definitely be careful all through that region as you come up Interstate 5 all the way up through from San Francisco all the way up through Seattle.
Okay. Coming out of Kansas City, Kansas, all along I-70, all the way across Missouri through Springfield, over to St. Louis, east all the way across through Effingham over to the Indiana line. You've got a hard freeze in there tonight, so the weather's going to be pretty chilly. Up there in the northern part, as I said, of Michigan, you've got snow up there around all the upper peninsula for sure. It's snowing on the lee shore of Lake Michigan over there, Wisconsin, Green Bay, there's snow up in that area, straight across the lake over the upper part of Michigan as well. You've got some very severe frost conditions tonight, almost to the point to where it's going to be a hard freeze, not quite, starting out in the New York, New Jersey area, then the higher elevations over into Pennsylvania, over towards Harrisburg, and then on down into Virginia, 81, all the way down to all the way down to the West Virginia-Virginia line on 81, so be advised of that. Pretty much the cold weather is down in the south, too, for a lot of places where you got temperatures tonight in parts of Florida, the panhandle, that might be in the upper 40s. We certainly had some 50s here this morning in my area, as I told you this morning. Right here was 57 out in the parking lot when I walked out. Right now it's 63 degrees right here where I'm at. And now it's partly cloudy. So last night it was clear, 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 and that's when the temperature drops like that, radiational cooling. So get a little cloud to cover, and it won't be that cold. We'll see what happens. But, Kyle, I want you to tell everybody about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, when you're out there on the road, and especially when you're seeing these winter weather advisories and so forth, pull into the Pilot and Flying J for some for a safe harbor, get something good to eat, get some more fuel, so forth.
Get your fuel right.
Get your fuel right. See, yeah, that's exactly right, especially when you're heading into these very low temperatures all around because winter is here and upon us. You definitely want to join the Drivers Club, folks. You definitely want to be involved with that. You want to download the My Rewards Plus app. You can track your points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies that you buy. And also, folks, if you're thinking about Christmas time as well, thinking about the holidays, Pilot and Flying J also has gift cards available. They're available at Pilot and Flying J. They're also available as e-gift cards. So you can get your road warrior the perfect thing by giving them a Pilot and Flying J gift card. It's definitely a good time to start thinking about that. And also, again, join the Drivers Club. And also, they have this wonderful program they're doing until November 15th, which is working with the Call of Duty Endowment, and that helps veterans to get jobs, and they help them out in great ways, and you can donate your change, or you can donate any amount that you'd like to put towards that great cause from the folks that care at Pilot and Flying J.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to break. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you think the price of gasoline or diesel is coming down anytime soon, it's not. It went up again yesterday. So just be advised. We have not seen this thing plateau yet. Oil, futures, barrel, $96 a barrel. Remember, Iran wants $100 a barrel. And I don't think we'll see it back off until it gets up that high for the futures anyway. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.